Police have arrested a career criminal wanted in connection with the killing of at least four people in the last 6 months. Damian Doris was captured Tuesday evening after leading Berkeley police on a high-speed chase that ended in a crash on an I-696 service drive at Woodward and Pleasant Ridge. Police said he and another man had robbed a 7-Eleven in Berkeley on 12 Mile between Coolidge and Greenfield. Boy, we all know where that is.
Yeah, really.
It's awfully close to home.
It sure is.
Before leading police on the chase. He was on their most wanted list. He's accused of fatally shooting three people in April after having an argument at a party in the city's west side. Police said Doris followed a car carrying five people and opened fire on the vehicle with an AK-47 assault rifle. I thought those were banned.
Not anymore.
That's funny. Three people were killed. He was charged with three counts of first-degree murder, and then there were other murders. So they finally get this guy, and he's in court yesterday with... Was this his accomplice?
Yes. Yep.
You are not going to believe how unrepentant this putz, this murderer, this...
On a wild chase
from Fox 2.
While in court, Doris, who's wanted for several murders, mouthed off to the judge.
Why would a bond be set at $2 million and I got five murder cases to deal with in Detroit? It ain't like I'm about to go nowhere.
And that wasn't the only thing the two had to say. Fox 2's Andrea Isom is live in Berkeley with more. Andrea.
Ron, everyone inside that courtroom today agreed that what took place was something no one had ever seen. Both defendants were disrespectful, unruly, and out of control. This is Damian Doris, the young man Detroit police call a cold-blooded killer. And this man is his partner in crime, Andre Stallworth. Police say the two men armed with guns robbed this 7-Eleven on Tuesday and took Berkeley police on a high-speed chase. The chase ended in a crash, and now these two convicted felons are in court.
And I told him, old boy, maybe. He came and woke me up from my mama house. Stole my mama gun out the closet, dog, and took me to rob the place, man. He told me, and then he done killed like 10 people. Why the hell wouldn't I go with him when he tell me to do something?
Well, police say Doris does have warrants wanted for five murders in Detroit. Nonetheless, both men are facing a slew of felony charges for their crimes free in Berkeley. And bond, well, it's set at $2 million apiece.
Hell no.
Please break and drag the other one down with him.
Co-defendant Doris didn't have much to say inside, but outside...
Oh, I apologize for the whole robbery thing. I mean, I had to finance my life on the run. I mean, my attention's a little... You see, nobody got hurt in an armed robbery, but I had to finance my life on the run. They left me no choice.
And Stallworth's last words?
Y'all ready? I don't want to listen to no more of this shit. Give a about standing right here. Let's go back to the cell.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, I like the way you make the rules there, buddy.
Well, while he's standing there without any pants on.
Yeah. Outrageous!
He's the one that sat on the ground and pulled the other defendant, who he was chained to, down.
That's right.
Whether he wouldn't sit in his chair.
I know, like a couple of goofballs.
Do you like his defense, though, the accomplice? He sells his buddy out. He's killed like 10 people. Why wouldn't I go with him?
Yeah, exactly.
He tells me to do something.
What a creep, man. Look at that.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
Look at that.
This is disgusting the way these guys
march him right up to the gas chamber.
I agree. But this
guy
says,
get rid of both of them.
Why am I going to go anywhere? I'm facing five murder charges in Detroit. Well, you led police on a chase, you idiot. They had to chase you to bring you in. Of course you're going to have a huge bond, you jackass.
Oh, man.
But isn't it interesting? This guy gets a $2 million bond. The fireworks guy,
yeah.
75. What is it, $100 million,
$100 million
bond, and there's eight people that say he's not the shooter.
Yep.
This guy has just been nailed dead to rights. This is just, I don't know.
Oh, brother.
How do you account for any of this?
Boy, oh, boy. There you go.
Well, we've got...